The podcast.
It's all good. Here we go.
For the genuine Telstra stores, Dean Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza.
Tom and Ollie.
We're hanging out with some babies at the moment, aren't we?
Well, we are. We were tested, put to the test by Riley Rose Harper, who wanted to see who was a better father, more or less to see who could be the father of her children in a better way.
Mm.
I mean, she's since now denying that that's the case, and it's now awkward because we're both in a custody battle over a child that doesn't really exist yet.
It's all because the City to City, the Humebank City to City, which is happening in 2017, all the money from that is going to the Albury Wodonga Maternity Unit. So that got us talking about babies, blah, blah, blah. Yep. One thing led to another. Anyway, registration and event info at starfm.com.au if you do want to do the City to City.
So the babies are now part of our lives, Tom, and over the weekend we were caring for them. I have a small black child,
yeah,
which is interesting, and you have a little white
kid,
little baby with very, very
weird eyes. Yeah.
Looks
tired all the time.
Now, there is an issue.
Oh, no.
Today, we're finalising this.
All the data is going to be taken out of the babies.
Brendo, our boss, who offered us a day off for the best father.
Paternity leave.
And Riley Rose Harper will be judging the babies to see who was a better father over the weekend.
How did you go?
I have a minor issue.
And what's
that? And that is that I have lost my baby.
What?
I don't have it anymore.
What do you mean you've lost
baby? It's no longer in my ownership. It's no longer under my care.
But
because I don't have it.
Yeah, but how can you lose your baby?
I had it at the photo shoot, right?
Yeah, I saw that.
On Saturday, I was caring for it.
All our sexy deckers saw it.
Other mums were caring for it who were coming past. They were loving it.
Yes.
I was kind of busy, so I was happy for them to care for it.
Oh, God. You didn't go inside and leave someone with it outside.
Of course I did. I was trusting. I trusted them as babysitters.
Oh, no.
But that's the last I saw of it. I haven't seen it since.
Any ideas where it might be?
It could be just hanging at John's photos. I don't know. It could
God,
just.
Ollie.
It could be lying there. But I checked. I did a peripheral check of the area when I left. Like, oh, I got my sunnies, got my wallet. I didn't check off the baby in my head because I'd forgotten about it. But
oh, God.
I don't know where it is.
Well, mate, you better get calling.
So we can't do the test.
Well, no,
do the test because it's not fair.
Well, we have to get Brendo and Riley in here just after 8 to find out
about
it.
Do you have your baby?
I got my baby. I carried it to work in a plastic bag this morning.
Time over the weekend, a friend of yours and mine, his name is Miles, had one of the most horrible encounters I've ever heard involving a spider. So 13, 12, 16, we are going to be discussing where was the spider? Where did it appear? What happened? Because after you hear this story, you're going to feel some spider shakes. You're going to get nervous.
Good morning, Miles.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Mate, what happened with this spider on the weekend?
Well, look, I was out on Sunday for a bit of a motorbike ride. I hadn't ridden the bike for a little bit, and I was sitting in a right-hand turn lane. Traffic was a little bit heavy. Had cars behind me and in front of me, sitting in this red arrow, and this spider has appeared out from the bike.
Oh, God.
And crawled up over my leg.
Oh.
And around my back.
Oh.
And onto the helmet.
So it moved
wasn't
fast.
Wasn't happy about that, obviously. I tried to get it off, and it's scurrying around, you know.
Looking a bit silly trying to get it off, I'm guessing.
Sorry?
Looking a little bit silly trying to get it off.
Oh, I was shaking my head around. I was trying to flick it off. Anyway, the light goes green, so I've got to move off with traffic. And as I do that, it crawled around the front of the helmet and then inside the helmet through the visor.
Oh, God.
It's escaping the wind and getting into the comfort of the helmet.
Yeah, it's lovely in there. And, of course, there's nothing I can do now, and it's in there. I don't know where it is. I can't see it or feel it anymore, but it's definitely in there. Which is grim. That's grim. I'm not loving life at this point.
No.
So I ride along until I can obviously pull over as quickly as possible. And so I pull over and I get off the bike and leave it idling, and I go to take the helmet off. And as I take the helmet off, the spider reappears and crawls across my face.
Oh,
and
so I
flick it off, and I kill that spider. I killed it.
Good.
It's gone.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's fair enough.
It caused you a lot of pain.
Yeah,
fear.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm looking at the bike, and it's not over because another one appears.
No.
Yep. As the bike is sitting there idling and warming up, another one appears out across, like, the dash of the motorbike.
Oh, what movie is this?
And then, so I think, well, what's going on here? So the seat is removable, and I pull off the seat, and there's two more under the seat.
No.
The nest.
It's like Jumanji.
They're everywhere.
Oh, my God. This is not fun, Miles. I'm sorry to hear that.
It was grim. I thought I'd left Pokemon Go on and I caught them all.
Well, 13, 12, 16, where have you seen the spider? Where was the spider? Have you had a bad experience with the spider? 13, 12, 16, where was the spider? Where was that spider? After our mate Miles was on a motorbike and the spider crawled over his helmet, Ollie.
Arachna stories, Tom. Yeah, we want to hear your stories in 13, 12, 16. But no one's caught up. No one's caught up for these ones, so we might have to move on, shut it down. I haven't got any stories, do you?
I have at least three spider stories, Ollie. They're good stories as well. I have at least three good spider stories.
No, your story stories, number one. No, your stories are like, oh, I saw a spider, it's scary.
It's not true. Story number one.
No, 13, 12, 16, give us a buzz, otherwise we're going to have to hear Tom's lame Are you sure they're good stories?
In the meantime, hear my stories. Story number one. I was a young boy.
No, do the story and then the sound effect.
I was a young boy on the toilet and a spider crawled up between my legs from under the toilet bowl. Freaky AF, my friend. Story number two. I was
Wait for a reaction to the... If it's the story's good, you should get a reaction out of it.
Mate, I'm just whipping through these stories. Waiting for the calls on 13, 12, 16, you know.
So you got more?
Yeah. This was a recent story as well. Happened on Sunday. Getting my washing in from outside. It had been kind of sitting in the washing basket for a while.
Oh, my God. No one cares.
Shook off the T-shirt.
Yeah.
A spider came out of it.
How big was it?
Probably the size of a 5-cent piece. Big, though.
Exactly.
No, but it was
That's not big. That's
the
smallest coin.
The body was 5 cents.
It's the smallest coin.
The body was 5 cents, so it was scary. Okay. And it was on my bed, so that wasn't good.
Sure.
Ready for story number three?
Well, no one is. No one wants it.
Why not?
Well, no one's called up.
Doesn't matter. Story number three. Still waiting for your calls. 13, 12, 16.
No, we're moving on. We're done.
Wait for this one.
I'm so close to just pressing this button.
You don't have a button.
I'll press it.
You don't have any buttons over your side of the desk. I've got all the buttons.
The button to end my life.
Well, that did it. 13, 12, 16, morning, who's this?
Sam.
Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Not much, just got a spider story.
Yeah, sweet.
Thank God. Good. Thank God.
Give it to us.
I'm a roofer, do roofing for a living. We've got a device, sort of thing, an elevator that takes the tiles up to the roof.
Oh, yeah?
Nah. And,
hang on, I'll just break that down for you.
I got none of that.
He does. He's a roofer, and he's got a device that brings the tiles up like an elevator up to the roof.
Okay,
sure. Go on, Sam.
Yeah. Anyway, we couldn't get it going one day, so we were trying to get the thing going and work it out. We took a little cap off the electrical device, and there was a little spider in there, and he had one leg on the positive and one leg on the negative. It was shorting out the whole system. So.
Oh my God.
So I held up work for a good hour and a half.
Was he getting fried?
What's that?
Was he getting like electrified? Like lit up?
No, he was fine. We just clicked him off and he ran off
He
shorted out the whole system.
That's weird as. Thanks for the call, Sam. Ollie, you want to hear story number
better
three?
Than Tom's stories. No, thank you, Tom.
Ollie, have you ever heard of this band, Cool Boys and the Front Man?
Yeah.
You may have heard them play on
Spotify.
This
Spotify. I think I saw them on Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're really tearing up top 10, I think, at least.
New artist spotlight or something. Well,
yeah, new and unconventional.
We play them on this very station. It's a band by the guys called Hamish and Andy. They drive you home, the Savo from 4 and every afternoon from 4 o'clock. They've started a band. They're going on tour, on a tour bus, and they're coming to Catholic College in Wodonga in about 2 weeks' time. One of those cool boys is Andy Lee. He's on the phone now. Morning, Andy.
Hey guys, you wouldn't have heard it on Spotify. We've got an exclusive deal with Tidal.
Okay. So
you've gone down the Kanye route.
Yeah, maybe that's where you caught us.
Yeah. Well, I have done some Tidal time, so I might have heard you on Tidal.
Just the 3-month trial, though. No more than that.
Yeah.
yeah.
I love music interviews, Andy. Like, I love doing the music stuff. So it's great to have just a real hardcore music chat with you guys about what the band's up to and, you know, is there an album plan and all this kind of stuff? Let's get deep into the music, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. At the moment, I'm wearing sunglasses that's seeing everybody. look, I've been doing these type of radio interviews all morning. I barely know who I'm talking to. That's how much press we do for this band.
Yeah, sure.
But I care for every one of our fans. Yeah. Obviously, love them all. Our band's a little different. We have a rotating frontman. For people who don't know about the band, Hames on electronic drums. I'm on bagpipes now, recently changed. Not many bands switch instruments 2 weeks out from their tour.
No.
And we have a we only play one song per gig.
Well, you changed songs as well. Why'd you change songs? You had Uptown Funk in the bag. It sounded recognisable.
It was barely. mainly because Jack and Hayne panicked and freaked out and needed something more elementary, more entry level, which I understand. Yeah.
You were going fine.
You know. Oh, it's fine. I had it absolutely nailed. That's a shame for... I think, Bruno Mars was locked in to be our front man. We've had to since let him go.
But you've got the Veronicas coming to town now, Andy.
Yes. And two Veronicas equals 1.5 Bruno Mars. So we're up by 0.5.
Well, when I think of Bon Scott's voice in AC/DC, I also think Veronicas.
Well, they apparently used to play it in their set.
Really?
This was so weird. Last week, we had Jess and Lisa on the show, and they were fighting, and then, like, on the show, they were fighting between each other, and Lisa said something like, to Jess, oh, you even think you're the lead singer of the Veronicas, and she said, I am, and they kept bickering. And it was just in that moment, as they fought, we're like, this is exactly what our band's like. So you guys should come along and be our front people. And they are, yeah, we know the song. We used to play it for years on tour. So like, oh, okay, that's even weirder. So it's good. I asked them whether they could any of them play drums, because that would really help our band out. But hey, wasn't that fun?
No, he's got it covered.
It's pretty amazing. You and the Veronicas are coming to town. We're talking to Andy Lee from Cool Boys and the Frontman, and also Hamish and Andy, who drive you home from four.
Now, Andy, I want to ask, what's in your rider? Because we're going to be there to help organise and get stuff done. So what are you guys expecting in terms of goodies and snacks and things you need?
What are you expecting from Madonga Cat? Catholic College.
In my rider, I put down a better guitarist.
sure, okay.
So that one's in there for me.
Yeah,
poor Jack.
But unfortunately, I mean, we got a tour bus. I'll be driving the bus, making good time. Yeah. And we got the exact same bus as One Direction had.
Wow.
When they toured Australia. So it's got a kegged bar.
It'd be full of...
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, kegged bar. I was going to say Dolly magazines and that kind of age, great age group stuff, but you got some beer as well.
Yeah, we've got a kegged bar. There's five plasmas, all have their own Xbox to it.
Oh, my God.
There's two full, like, queen beds in there, an amazing, like, shower area and, like, a proper side toilet, not like a caravan toilet. But unfortunately for me, I'm the bus driver, so I'll just be in that front seat.
Well, Andy, funnily enough, you say that you've got this bus, but did you know that it was actually all Ollie and I's doing, this whole bus thing? I don't know if you remember speaking to us about a year and a month ago, but you said this. What we want to know is, Andy, when are you visiting the border? When are you coming up here?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, we haven't got any caravan trips planned.
Well, that doesn't matter.
There's a V-line, mate.
Yeah.
It's a V-line.
Yeah, it's like $35. Takes like 4 hours.
Is there a possibility, I mean, to get your own carriage or own kind of train?
If we get your own V-line, will you be up here?
If it's direct.
Mate, we did something better. We got you a bus.
Yeah.
Shane Jacobson, that guy's an actor. He's a paid actor for our ruse. This whole thing's been a big ruse.
Yeah, well done. I mean... As I said to you guys, I was just dying to come and see you guys. Obviously, the train was what I was after, but the bus is even better. If you'd gone one step further and we get that Hyperloop train going, I could be up there by the end of this interview. I think that's what we need to be talking about. Yeah. Well, no, as soon as we get that, I'll do that. As soon as we get the Hyperloop in, I promise that I'll do a weekly visit.
Mate, that'll be done in the next 20 years. Don't you worry.
Absolutely. We'll get some funding for that one. Hey, Andy, thank you so much. And we can't wait to see you up here on the border in about 2 weeks' time playing at Catholic College in Wodonga.
Pleasure, guys. Thanks for your support. Rock out, guys.
Tom and Ollie want you.
Or someone you know that you think should be involved.
52 cards. 52 border models.
But what about the jokers?
Tom and Ollie have that covered. Damn, it's a sexy deck.
We certainly do, and we'll have those jokers being photographed, us, today. We've got our final few models to take photos of, but Saturday it all went down. Ollie, you can see the behind-the-scenes action across all the socials. Just search Tom and Ollie on Star FM The Border.
Some great pics up there. I've got a few concerns about the Joker photos that I want to raise with you. I've just realised something bad about this whole scenario.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, yeah, you're right. Saturday was a huge success. We had over 40 models make their way through our studios at John's Photos in Albury. And overall, very positive feedback. And I think one of our models on the phone right now, Jacinta, had an enjoyable time.
Hey, Jacinta.
Good morning, Jacinta.
I did. It was absolutely amazing.
Well, tell us, what was the experience like? How were you feeling going into the photo shoot?
Oh, beforehand, I was so nervous. Like, I was absolutely stressed to the max.
Yeah.
I was, like, yeah, just freaking out. But as soon as I got there, this was so awesome, so welcoming and everything. And John is fantastic. Like, after the shoot, I was just like laughing and couldn't stop smiling. It was just, yeah, great fun.
We had some awesome fun photo shoot. I did at one point say, be a tiger, be a tiger. And you did it, Jacinta.
I did.
All the photo tropes were coming out. Worked the camera. And I'm glad you like John. John's definitely a unique man. He's got his own style, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He was absolutely, very comforting.
A lot of people, I think, were in your boat in the sense that they were very nervous, which Tom and I can understand, but going into it, you don't think about that in a way, because we're both like, you know, whatever, get in front of the camera, it's a bit of a laugh. But a lot of people were nervous, so it was great to be able to give people the chance to break some of those barriers for themselves, I think, Jacinta.
Oh, absolutely, definitely. Like, so self-conscious and whatnot, and being able to have the opportunity to do something like that, I thought it was fantastic, and you just walk out feeling so much better about yourself.
Well, we can't wait to see your card and all the others that are going to be involved in the sexy deck. Thank you so much for coming along, Jacinta.
No worries. Thank you for having me.
You're an absolute champion.
We should also check in with our key photographer, John, from John's Photos. Of course, his surname's unknown. He is simply John. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas.
Mate, how did you think it all went on Saturday? Were you happy with the results?
Oh, my God. I was overwhelmed. The people who came through, they were just fantastic. And as Jacinta said, a lot of them were nervous. But boy, oh boy, once we got them calmed down, had a bit of a talk to them, and did a bit of show them how to pose, you know, and being a bit silly. You guys are awesome too. Really got the guys and gals really rocking. It was an absolutely fun morning.
Oh, thanks, John.
Afternoon.
We didn't tell you to say that, but that's lovely. That's lovely.
We are paying you to say all the good things.
No. And John, the good thing is you've already got a 5-star review on your Facebook page at John's Photos, so that's pretty good for you.
Yeah, look, that is fantastic. And anyone else wants to stick a review there, be honest whether you liked or didn't like or whatever. But
all right, John, now you're just plugging your business, mate.
Look. Exactly right, mate. That's all it is. I worked my butt off. I was absolutely exhausted.
You
by
certainly
the
did. Yeah. You certainly
and,
did.
And laugh. I take my hat off to the people who really got in there. And look, it is hard for the people that have never got in front of the camera.
Yeah, it really is. And we didn't really expect that at all, John, but we've got a few more to do today. Thank you so much. We'll see you down at John's Photos in Albury. You can check him out on Facebook as well later today. See you, John.
See you later. All the best.
Let me love you.
7:09 on Star FM with Tom and Ollie. We want to you.
What?
Have you ever had a dream that you had your... You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
Thanks, kid. We want you to go and apply for the 2017 Hume Bank City to City Run Walk. All money raised going to the Albury Wodonga Maternity Unit. Registration and event info at starfm.com.au.
Tom, let's not waste any more time. Let's get to everyone's favourite segment. It is, of course, a Tuesday morning, which means I bring you the best ideas in Fountain of Ideas.
Ollie's Fountain of Ideas.
Oh, God. Tiddling themselves across the water.
Well, at least I'm ready to go, Tom. Unlike you, I had to pad there for you to get the sound ready. Found no ideas. Here it is. Here's what I've done this week, Tom. I've gone, what makes a good segment? And I've looked at your segments. I've looked at your
Radio
segments.
Radio 101, don't call them segments and don't refer to them as segments.
Mate, Fountain of Ideas is clearly in a fierce battle with Ideas Bonanza.
Sure.
Over who can do, what do you call it? The best idea ever.
Well, it's a search for the greatest segment of all time.
Well, there you go. So you used the word segment in yours, but it's not okay with mine. Idiot. And you had an idea 2 weeks ago. I've just remembered it. It was terrible. It was called Small Talk. And you said, give us a call on 13, 12, 16, let's do small talk. And that was a terrible segment. I thought to myself, what is actually good to hear on the radio?
You can hear it back if you want to listen to the podcast. Just search Tom and Ellen out.
Surely small talk didn't make the podcast.
It did.
Oh, wow. Well, here's my idea. I thought, what's better than that? What's enjoyable to listen to? What do you want to hear on the radio?
Yeah.
And I feel like what would be great to hear is hearing the really dumb things that people have done in their lives.
Yeah, cool.
So I've got Paul Kelly's help here, and this is a brand new segment called Dumb Things.
I lost my shirt, I pawned my rings, I've done all the dumb things.
Losing your shirt and pawning your rings is dumb, Paul.
It is dumb. So, 13, 12, 16, you can get involved here, and I have a prize for you if you have done a dumb thing, and the top two dumbest things win a prize.
Ooh, what do you got? What's the prize?
It's the same prize for the top two, but yep. I'm just saying the best stories of the dumbest things get a prize. It's Illy's brand new album, 2 Degrees.
Cool.
Now, to give you an idea of the kind of dumb thing I'm talking about, here's my story.
Sure.
Here's what I did that inspired this. I was at the supermarket car park. I was getting out of my car, and I had electric windows, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got out of the car, went to lock the car, realized the window was open. So I thought, oh, I know. I'll just automatically reach into the car through the window and hold the switch down to get the window up. Of course, the keys need to be in to do this. So I put the keys back in. The keys are in. I'm putting the window up with my arm reaching into the car. Of course, before realizing that that's not going to work, my arm is now a bit stuck. I've had to just reverse the whole process and go, that was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done.
I've done all the dumb things.
So I would win an album. I would win Illy's 2 Degrees, his new album. Contribute on 13, 12, 16, and the album is yours. What is the dumbest thing you've done? Or a dumb thing you've done? Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock, means Fountain of Ideas, Ollie's best segment to bring all the best ideas. And this one is called Dumb Things. Tom's one job is to play the sound.
I lost my shirt, I pawned my rings, I've done all the dumb things.
So many buttons.
What is that, sabotage? Should I sabotage my segment?
Mate, it's fine.
Dumb things, 13, 12, 16, what is the dumbest thing you've done? If you get involved, I have a pretty awesome prize. I've got Illy's brand new album called 2 Degrees.
It features this new one, Catch 22.
Oh yeah. Who wants to burn it down?
Some good Odyssey music if you want that album. 13, 12, 16, contribute. What are the dumb things you've done?
We only have the one call so far, so still a second album up for grabs. So stop being lazy.
So surefire album here, Ollie, if
surefire
you get involved
album.
On 13, 12, 16.
All you got to do is admit the dumb thing you've done. We've got Jack on the phone. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Mate, you heading to school today? Which school are you at?
St. Patrick's.
Yeah,
In Albury. Nice one. Jack, tell us, what is the dumbest thing you've done to win an album? What is it?
In 3 years in a row, I've called my teacher mum.
I've done all the dumb things.
Yeah, it's dumb.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yes, very.
Yeah, it's not fun. How was the teacher's reaction, Jack, when you called her mum?
They went off.
Was she angry or just a bit like amused?
Both.
Okay, right.
Angry and amused, like, oh my God, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
And why didn't you just learn, Jack? Like, each year you kept doing it.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's God, right. It's embarrassing. Well, Jack,
stay on the line
to reward
us.
You, you've got yourself an album.
Well done.
Sweet.
Sweet as. No, stay on the line, Jack. We'll grab your details. 13, 12, 16. Morning, who's this?
Ooh. What a shame. What a shame.
They dropped off, didn't they? They could have had an album.
I guess I'll keep the album for myself.
Yeah, you don't mind a bit,
I did a dumb thing. I had my story before. You missed my story if you missed it. But album for me and Jack. So, look, winners all round.
I've done all the dumb things.
If you get involved on 13, 12, 16, I've got a prize for you.
We've got Rain from Cora on the phone. We'd love to have a chat to her. Morning, Rain.
Good morning, boys.
How you been?
Very good. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Thanks,
Rain. Good, Rain. You're the voice of Corowa. What's the dumb thing you've done?
Before we built here on the river in Thomas Avenue, we lived in a fairly long street in Gallipoli, and all the poles were out of the ground. There wasn't power, you know, under the ground.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And we had a big storm, and the power pole come down, and the live wires were across the road.
Oh, God, dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah, and anyway, it put all the power out, and when I rang, it was night, when I rang to report it, I told them I'd leave the front light on.
Good one, Rain. Good one.
Were they like, no, you aren't, you idiot? Good on you, Rain. That Illy album's yours. How good's that?
Oh, good.
You like Illy?
Yeah, otherwise I'll give it to one of my girls.
Yeah, great. That's a good idea. The new one called 2 Degrees.
Okay.
Thanks Rain. See ya.
Righto, bye.
Tom, our sexy deck is coming together very nicely after our final photo shoot yesterday. Mm. Our photos are done, and it now turns to, I guess, the next phase, which is picking the photos and all that stuff.
Sending them off to the printers as well, with all money raised going to the Albury-Wodonga Regional Cancer Centre Trust Fund. We'll get them back and we'll announce how we're going to sell them soon. We have to kind of figure that out as well.
There is two photos we haven't done yet, though. There's two photos that remain, and that is our photos, Tom, as the Jokers.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, on this station, we've been saying for ages, you know, who's going to be the Jokers? We're going to be the Jokers. You might have heard this bit.
But what about the Jokers?
Tom and Ollie have that covered.
Oh, yeah, we got that covered, baby.
Yeah, we do. We've been pretty happy about it. But
laughs, gags, Jokers.
Tom, here's the thing, though. I've just realised we may have done ourselves a bit of a disservice in the sense that if you think about it, the Jokers are the only cards in the deck that don't matter. And that almost always get thrown out or lost and no one cares. You know, every other card is very important. Yeah, you can't lose the other cards.
But can I just say, I'd rather it us than someone beautiful like Army Leah or, you know, Nikki.
You want to take it on the chin?
I'm happy to be that.
We'll take the hit.
And to be honest, Ollie.
What?
I'm used to it.
Used to getting forgotten and lost and discarded, unwanted.
Yeah.
What's the deal with jaywalking? You know, what's the deal with aeroplane food? What's the deal with jaywalking? Tom and I are both wondering, you know, this whole crime of jaywalking, is it actually a crime and have you ever been done for it?
Well, just to paint the picture, we're basically just two guys currently sitting in the dark with the lights off in terms of jaywalking because nobody's filled us in on what the deal is.
We are doing it, though. We are doing the act in the dark.
Yeah, we are.
Because we have jaywalked, so let's be honest.
Absolutely.
I'll admit it. I've just found... So we still want answers on 13, 12, 16.
Are you a cop? Are you someone in the know? Have you ever been charged with jaywalking? Do you know someone who's been charged with jaywalking? So many reasons for you to call on 13, 12, 16 and turn the lights on for us so we can know about jaywalking.
Tom, I have got confirmation that in Sydney, in the CBD particularly, it is definitely a crime and they're cracking down on it.
Ooh.
An article from late last year, 2015, said that more than 10,000 pedestrians had been fined for illegally crossing the city streets.
10,000?
Since a crackdown was launched, in the CBD.
Jesus.
So they had a police team of a motorcycle patrol team and they were just nabbing people.
Jeez.
But I think there's a bit of more of a country feel here, isn't there? And we're just a bit more chill.
Surely.
And Sydney's pretty antsy, so maybe we just keep that attitude. I like that.
Well, the Sydney attitude is a bit stuck up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry if you're driving from Sydney to Melbourne and you just tuned in, you just heard me dish.
Tom's just slurring Sydney, but I guess I'd love to have an answer, but I guess that we are the winners in the sense that we're chill. We're chill here. No one's getting caught for it.
I suppose we'll just keep jaywalking until somebody tells us otherwise.
Is that a threat? That is the most weak threat I've ever heard. I'm going to keep jaywalking until you do something about it.
I'd also love if the police pull me over and they go, "You were jaywalking, sir. Did you know that?" And I said, "Well, nobody called up on the radio and told me that I couldn't jaywalk, so I'm going to keep doing it, buddy."
And they'd go, "That's not how the law works. You're still getting a fine."
After 8 o'clock, the Beechworth Jail.
And Ollie on Star FM. Border traffic.
Well, the run along.
Sorry,
North
stop the traffic. Stop the traffic. Stop the traffic. We've got a call, Ollie. We've got a call on 13, 12, 16. Stuff it. Morning, who's this?
This is Rowan.
Hey, Rowan.
Rowan, we've stopped the news for you, mate. Hopefully, you can shed some light for us on jaywalking.
Right, yeah.
So go for it, mate. The radio's yours. I've literally stopped the traffic for it.
Yeah, There we go.
Mate, turn the radio down. We're coming through you live through your phone, not through the radio.
We're talking to you now, right now, Rowan.
G'day, how you going?
Hey, Rowan. Once again, jaywalking. What's the deal, buddy?
It sounds like a crock of rubbish to me.
Great. Here's the traffic.
No, Rowan, do you have any knowledge in this area?
I've done a little bit of research.
Yeah, and?
Illegally crossing the road.
And you haven't been caught?
Nah, got away with it every time.
Perfect! Here's the traffic.
The collection of investors who have purchased the old Beechworth Jail have been revealed, Tom. So I thought what we should do is open up a bit of a community brainstorming session.
Great.
To discuss what we should do with the site. Because a bit of backstory, right? So 49 people in total from the Beechworth area and surrounds have, I guess, made up a consortium. It's called a consortium when they've combined together to raise $2.5 million
Jesus.
To buy the old Beechworth Jail.
Cash, cash money.
It's obviously a huge property.
Oh, yeah.
This is all after a Sydney investing group fell through. The deal fell through.
Which is great.
So locals banded together, and they've done a great job here of just getting together and going, look, as a group, we can do this. But the question now is, they've got the site. What the hell do they do with it? I mean, do you leave it as a prison and just let it sit there and get dusty for years and years? Or do you create some kind of tourism out of it? Do you add to it in a creative way?
13, 12, 16, if you've got some ideas of what we should do with the Beechworth Jail, we'll chuck them over to the consortium as well. We'll put it to them.
We'll write a letter. write another letter. Jaywalking for one, two, the Beechworth Jail.
Got a couple of ideas for you, Ollie. How about we turn it into a sick laser force?
Okay, mate. Look, before you get to your dumb ideas, can I just give my serious idea? I think on all seriousness.
Excuse me?
Sorry, laser tag?
Laser force? A medieval map of laser force? That would be sick as for the school holidays, bro.
It's all dark in laser force.
Yeah. We'll black it out. We'll put a roof on it.
We'll put a roof on the jail?
Put a roof on it.
That's undermining the whole structure of it.
Put a roof on
it. It's a heritage listed building. You want to do laser tag?
Yeah, we'll put a heritage roof on it.
No, I was going to say a cool bar. Like a cool, groovy prison bar.
I'd dine in that.
Would you?
Yeah, I'd hang out.
You have
along those lines, I'd probably turn it into a more of like a nightclub experience. We'll put a roof on it. Make a nightclub.
Would you keep the barbed wire around the edge of the fence?
Yeah, it'd be like a groovy jail nightclub. We'll just play Jailhouse Rock 24/7. 13, 12, 16. We've got some ideas for the... Ooh, that person.
Oh, no. We are opening up on 13, 12, 16. If you do have some ideas for the old Beechworth Jail...
Couple more.
What should it be?
Come on. Can you give me a couple more then? If you didn't like those.
All right, I'll give you a few more. One second. I'm just going to say this. They've said that purchasing, planning and renovating the historic assets is always a very expensive process and that the leadership team require $1.7 million to do extra work.
IKEA. Everybody wants IKEA on the border. Let's bring it to the Beechworth Jail.
It's an expensive way to do IKEA.
A medieval cosplay experience, Ollie. How good would it be to dress up in the medieval garb and hang around with your sword and do a Game of Thrones thing?
What is cosplay?
It's like where you play as characters. It's
the dress up one. Yeah.
13, 12, 16, morning is this?
Robbo, how you going, boys?
Hey, Robbo!
Robbo's out of the gates, mate. What do you think about the old Beechworth Jail? What should we do with it?
Put my dumb ass kid in it.
But it's no longer a functioning jail. Would you just leave them there unattended?
Yeah, I'll let them fight for food with the rats and bloody hell, that'll be about it. We can play money and watch them fight each other.
Why are you so sick of your kids, Robbo?
Yeah, I'll put money on the big one because Susie's a bit bigger. She'll be the younger one. She'll be right. So, yeah, be good to watch that.
All right, Robbo's pretty worked up.
13, 12, 16, morning is this?
Rowan.
Hey, Rowan. What would you like to do with the Beechworth Jail?
I was thinking maybe a kid's theme park. Like a nursery, you know, like a daycare centre.
Can we put a roof on it, do you reckon, Rowan?
Oh, yeah, because you know when the kids get hit by brick-sized hailstones.
Yeah.
Exactly, when those hailstones...
It's not a great climate for theme parks at the moment with what was happening at Dreamworld.
13, 12, 16, let's keep this brainstorming open. What would you like to do with the Beechworth Jail? 13, 12, 16...
We're holding a community brainstorming session right now about the old Beechworth Jail. The investors group, the consortium, have revealed themselves and they're now discussing the plans of what to do with it. They have a jail in their hands and they have, I guess, complete control of what to do with it.
We thought we'd have a bit of a brainstorming session, 13, 12, 16, if you do have any, or you can hit us up at any time on the socials. I've already chucked in Laser Force, IKEA.
Your ideas are a bit off.
How about this one then? No, just one last one, Ollie. We demolish it and put up apartments.
That was the original Sydney idea. That was canned. We've got lots of ideas coming through there on 13, 12, 16. Anne from Wodonga, I like your idea. Why don't you explain it?
Hello. It's Anne. I'm just thinking a school camp would be great. For all over, for every year. We haven't got any close ones, and they're pretty expensive.
It's a great size for a school camp.
Isn't there one out by Tallangatta, though?
Pardon?
I think there's a school camp out near Tallangatta that does quite well.
There is, but there's, I reckon the one at Beechworth would serve the Melbourne lot everywhere.
Oh, yeah, because yeah,
you use the history of it as well and get some tours going.
Okay, that sounds pretty fun. Dan, from originally from Bright, now is a Wodonga man. Dan, what do you reckon about the Beechworth jail?
I reckon they get a backpackers.
Yeah, sick.
that's the way they live anyway, so they might as well sleep in a little room and sort of forward.
They're pretty filthy and criminal, you reckon, backpackers?
But the outdoor area could be like an entertainment area for bands to come and rock hard.
Cool.
Make it a skate park or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just everything, mate. Backpackers, stage, skate park.
Yeah, burnout pad, whatever.
Nice, Dan. Love your ideas.
Whatever, you know.
Darren from Thaguna, what's your ideas with the Beechworth jail?
Yeah, mate, I reckon they should just refurbish and put it somewhere for the homeless people to have somewhere to sleep in the night.
Now, that is a good idea, Darren.
It's a lovely idea, Darren. Well, you're from Thaguna, are you?
Yeah, mate.
Do you see much homeless people around?
Seen a few.
Yeah. It's a good idea. It's a massive space. You could definitely fit a lot of beds in there.
That's definitely a great idea. The consortium will put that one to them. But Rowan called up before. He said that we should have a kids' theme park or a nursery. But Rowan's got another idea. Morning, Rowan.
G'day, how you going?
Rowan from Colcan.
You're back for more, Rowan.
Yeah, I can't get enough. I've got a direct line.
Yeah, sweet. You've got a magnificent brain. You could have been in that that film, A Beautiful Mind, with all these ideas, Rowan.
You wouldn't want to see what's inside my mind. It's not that pretty.
All right, give us your best idea then.
Well, I was thinking a theme museum history of bush rangers and notorious criminals and what the real story is behind them, their lives and how they got there.
Okay, so a bit more of a serious historical angle from your last idea. Well, Ned Kelly did stay there, famously.
Beg your pardon?
Ned Kelly did stay in this prison, so you could definitely tie in some history elements to it, couldn't you?
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, sorry.
I think it was more filling in, Rowan, everyone else that was listening who didn't know that.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Thanks, Rowan.
No, cheers.
You're a champion, mate. I do want to see what's inside Rowan's head. I think it'll be very good. We'll check those ideas to the consortium. Very excited with Hamish and Andy coming to town in around about 10 days' time, Ollie. They're doing a tour with their band called Cool Boys and the Frontman. They sound a bit like this. Oh, God. They're travelling all the way around the country on their tour. They're going to Rankin Springs, the University of Newcastle, and then ending up at the Byron Bay Beach Hotel with Guy Sebastian playing with them.
But what really matters is they're coming to here, to Wodonga, to the Year 10 formal at Wodonga Catholic College. And as you say, Tom, they're called Cool Boys and the Frontman, which means they've got various frontmen in each show. I think we have the best frontman.
Easily. I mean, they've got the Wiggles at one of the other gigs, Guy Sebastian. But yeah, we have the Veronicas.
Yes, please.
Amazing.
So that's pretty cool. The thing is, Tom, as you said before, it's a pretty sought-after gig.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Year 10 formal at Catholic College in Wodonga, I'm guessing, is going to... I mean, everyone's going to go.
Well, sorry, that event in itself is not a sought-after gig. Like, we're not trying to get to the gig for the Year 10 formal. I mean, no offense to your formal guys.
No.
But, I mean, enjoy it as you would normally. But because Hamish and Andy and the Veronicas are now coming, it's now a sought-after gig.
Well, I've seen reports on Facebook, Ollie, of people saying, oh, we're going to have fake our age to get into this event. Okay, guys, look, there's going to be a guest list. You're not going to be able to get in. You can't buy tickets.
You can't fake your student at school.
It's a private event, okay? So you're not going to be able to get in. But faking your age is a pretty funny one. Have you ever tried to fake your age, Ollie? Because once I really wanted to win...
Have you?
Yeah, I really wanted to win tickets to this Hanson concert when I was younger.
Oh, God.
You know, but...
Yep, you love Hanson.
And all the hits.
No one else does.
Yearbook. And I'm looking through the year.
You and lots of ladies love that band.
Saying, where did Johnny go?
I didn't ask for you to sing it. What? Give us a story.
Well, there was a competition running where you could win tickets to a Hanson concert.
Yeah.
You did have to be 16 to enter. I was 14.
Oh, fake.
Tick the box anyway, mate.
Oh, bad guy.
Said I was 16.
Bad guy. I did fake my age one time. I got a fake ID made. And
whoa.
I got the photo of myself, but the name was McLovin. It was so embarrassing.
No, that's just the plot of Superbad, isn't it?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That wasn't me.
No. Yeah. That is that film, Superbad.
It was funny, though.
Jonah Hill.
McLovin. Yeah, funny great. Name.
13, 12, 16. Have you ever tried to fake your age? When have you faked your age?
Age faker.
Full out boy now.
Age fakers on Star FM.
13, 12, 16. Age fakers. Have you faked your age? I know that people are trying to fake their age to get into the Cool Boys and the Frontman gig that's happening in about 10 days' time.
It's going to be the most...
They want to see these guys live, Hamish and Andy.
Yeah, the most popular U10 formal ever. I mean, no one's ever gone, I want to get to that formal.
Has there ever been a 100% attendance rate at a U10 formal?
No, there's always at least 5 kids who feel like they don't fit in the year level and they are scared to come.
You won't be able to get into the formal, though. It is a private event. So even if you do fake your age, you won't get in. Okay, guys? So don't even try. But 13, 12, 16, age faking. Ollie, I'm going to do it. I'm going to shine the bat symbol that is Froffies. We have a caller called Froffies that I just love to hear from. It's a long shot, but Froffies, if you're listening, I don't even care if you've got a story about faking your age or not.
Just
want to hear from
he'll
you.
He'll make
mate.
It up.
Absolutely. So, Froffies, if you hear this, 13, 12, 16, buddy.
He'll fake a fake age story, which is pretty ironic.
That's good.
Mark, the Kororokuria, or Polly, as he's known to his friends, is on the phone. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Polly.
How are we going?
What are you distributing this morning, mate, in your van?
Oh, I'm in the truck, mate.
Truck, sorry. Okay. What do you got? What are you hauling?
Everything and anything. Steel, boxes, pallets.
Miscellaneous.
A big load for you today, then.
A little one.
Okay, a little load for Mark.
Mark, have you faked your age?
I have. I was 16, got into the pub and just kept drinking. It wasn't until I turned 18 that they clicked on and they kicked me out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Were you one of those kids who looked really old when you were young?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a mate like that. We had a mate called Pete who was kind of chubby and had a massive beard, and he was like 15, and he'd always buy us drinks. It's great.
It is illegal, though. We do not recommend doing that. 13, 12, 16, morning is this.
Froffies!
Yes! Froffies!
Yeah, the boys!
Oh, the boys are on! Froffies!
G'day, Froffies. You heard the bat symbol being visually or audibly put out there.
I think I saw it above the building, mate.
Just that huge sign of a beer can foaming over. The weekend's nearly here. We want to chat to Froffies.
Mate, have you got a story for this? Have you ever faked your age?
Possibly.
Okay. Do you want to say it on the radio?
Oh, yeah, why not, boy? Yeah. Go share it around.
Go for it, Froffies.
Right, I was a bit younger, 17, 16. Yeah. I was on holidays at the Whitsundays and I was like, oh, I need to get into these clubs. I need to get a frothy into me. Did the good old fakey ID and away we go.
Good stuff. Yeah. So you had a fake ID, you had a mate's ID?
No, the old online one.
You went online.
That is so illegal, Froffy.
You put the effort in.
Yeah, it's all right. We won't tell anyone, Froffies. We're buddies.
quick question. Do you drink ciders by any chance?
No, mate. It's all about the frothy.
Yeah. Woo. I was going to say, you just can't be doing that. You're not my friend if you drink a cider.
I drank a cider back in 2012 when it was cool. Yeah. And now it's no more. Just back to beer.
Thanks for answering the bat symbol, Froffies.
No worries, boys. Anytime.
Froffies! Yeah, it's Thursday morning, so we need a search for the greatest segment of all time with Ideas Bonanza.
Hear you say that Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A, Ideas Bonanza, B-O-N-A-N-Z-A.
Never actually had any feedback on Ideas Bonanza, to be honest, but yet it's continued all year, and that's why it's brilliant, because I know that people love it.
No news is good news.
Exactly right. Ollie, on this station, we have a secret sound that goes off $400 of Harvey Norman cash up for grabs after 7:30 this morning. If you can guess the secret sound.
Yep. Mate, I've done secret sounds. I don't do that.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you did...
Ollie's secret sound.
Ollie's secret sound in Fountain of Ideas, which is a piddly thing that streams.
Don't waste your time like bagging my segment. Just do your own segment,
I'm just saying, we do a secret sound together. You've done a secret sound.
Ollie's secret sound.
Yeah, so I thought...
It was a printer.
I'm going to do something a bit different. Great. I'm going to do a super secret Christmas CD sound.
Okay.
Now, because it's mine, I've taken you out of the opener. It does have its own opener. I've taken you out of it.
Yeah.
And you'll need to listen closely because there's a few differences.
Old school.
Super.
Secret.
Christmas CD.
Sound.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Want to hear that one again?
Yeah, well, please. Definitely.
All right, here it is.
Old school.
Super.
Secret.
Christmas CD.
Sound.
It's hard to take.
You stuff it up.
Well, when she says Tom and Ollie, it's hard to get the and Ollie.
No, but
out,
wasn't
it
playing twice at the same time then?
No, it's fine.
It sounded terrible. Can you play it one more time?
Oh, God. No, I can't. Let's get into this.
You can't play it again.
No, shut up. Here's what's going to happen. I have a Christmas CD that I found in the drawer here. It is a hilarious Christmas CD that I found. It's by someone that you would not expect to have a Christmas CD, Ollie. All you need to do is call 13 12 16, guess who's singing the Christmas songs, and you win yourself a Christmas CD to get into the festive season. I will play those sounds for you right now, Ollie. All right, this is, I'm going to say it's a female. Okay, right, that's so, pretty easy.
So is it a famous person?
It is a famous person, an Australian famous person that you may have seen on TV. Take a listen.
Okay.
Obviously Silent Night there.
Not obvious.
It's the little drummer boy. This is Have Yourself a Merry Little Merry, Merry Little Christmas. Who is that singing?
Very hard to guess who that is.
13, 12, 16 for Tom's super secret Christmas CD sound. Who is singing this song?
So if you guess who it is, you win the album.
If you guess who it is, you win the album. So why not give us a call? 13, 12, 16. Have a guess at who it is. It's a female. You've seen them on TV.
Can I have a clue?
Yeah.
Is she a singer, a famous singer?
She's not a singer.
Okay.
She's not a singer.
Well, that's a... Yeah, okay.
So this, it's why it's weird that she has a Christmas CD. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16, if you want to guess. Secret Sound coming up after 7:30 with $400 of Harvey Norman cash up for grabs. But we're doing something a bit different for Ideas Bonanza this morning. When I say something a bit different, I mean something exactly the same. Because Tom and Ollie have a secret sound after 7:30. Ollie's done a secret sound in his piddly little segment, The Fountain of Ideas. And now it's Ideas Bonanza's time in a super Christmas CD secret sound.
Old school.
Super.
Secret.
Christmas CD.
Sound.
I always say, Tom, you are the king of mimicry. You're the best at copying other people, and you've done a great job here.
Thank you. It's very kind.
Great job of cutting out my name there. Tom and it. Secret sound.
All you have to do is guess the artist of this Christmas CD. Who is that? I'm also going to give you another clue, Ollie.
Can I raise one floor in this?
Yeah.
I think that if you can guess who this is, it's probably because you already have the album. No one is going to know who this is. But not have the album already.
Well, we've got Sam on 13, 12, 16. Good morning, Sam.
How are we, boys?
Yeah, good, buddy. You've heard the Christmas sounds. I'm going to give you one more clue, Sam.
Yep.
So we know it's a female. She's on TV. You wouldn't normally think what that she's a singer.
Let him guess and then give the clue.
Okay, go for a guess, Sam.
All right, well, I'm going to take a stab at the dark and go with Jane Bunn, the weather lady.
Oh. It's not. See, now the clue is
new. Now give the clue. Maybe you can have him on think.
Okay, well, Sam, I'm going to give you the clue. Inside this CD includes Christmas dinner recipes. Ooh, take a think there. We will go over to Fiona from Rutherglen. Morning, Fiona.
Morning.
Now, the clue there I've just given, she's on TV. You wouldn't expect her singing. And the album includes Christmas dinner recipes. Who is the person singing on this super secret CD for Christmas?
Is it Kerri-Anne Kennelly when she was younger?
Oh, good guess. But no, it's not.
Wouldn't that be cool, a retro CD of Kerri-Anne Kennelly?
Stay on the line, though, Fiona. We'll grab another guess from you. We go back to Sam until other people call on. Okay, Sam has dropped off the line. We'll go back to Fiona. Fiona, have you got any more guesses for us?
This is quickly derailing, isn't it?
No idea.
No, yeah.
Okay.
As I said, Tom, if you don't know...
Thanks, Fiona. Thanks for calling
up. ...who it is...
...and giving us your time.
You're probably never going to guess it.
That's okay. 13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. How you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Do you know who is singing this beautiful Christmas song?
Is it Nigella Lawson?
It's not Nigella Lawson. She is Australian. We need an Australian singer. Thank you so much, though, Jamie.
Australian female... There's recipes in the mix 13, in the CD.
12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, yo, it's Sam. I dropped out of reception.
Oh, hey, Sam. Yeah, that's cool, mate.
Thanks for calling back, mate. Tom needs you.
Yeah, all right. We're going to go with Donna Hay.
No. Great guess, though.
Now we're just going through Australian chefs, aren't we?
We are. Yeah, we certainly are. Let's go back to Jamie. Jamie. Jamie's gone off the phone. That's
wow.
Okay. We'll go back to Sam. Sam has also gone off the line.
Oh, what's that? There's a car crash happening over here. What's going on over here?
It's okay. Calls are coming through, Ollie.
No, they're not.
13, 12, 16. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Amy, who is this singer of this Christmas CD?
I have a feeling it's Joanne. I think it's Joanne off Better Homes and Gardens.
No, it's not. But great guess. Stay on the line. We may come back to you for more guesses.
Correct. First initial.
13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Who's a J? Start with J.
Hey,
Justin.
Mate. Hey, Justin. Who is this singing on this Christmas CD?
I'm going to go Martha Stewart.
It's not Martha Stewart. Stay on the line, though. 13, 12, 16. Who's this? Hey, mate. Who's this?
Hey, mate, it's Kyle.
Hey, just Kyle.
About the Christmas carols?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We're definitely doing that. Who is singing on the Christmas CD?
Is it Joanna Griggs?
It's not Joanna Griggs.
Joanna Griggs. It isn't not Joanna, but it is. That's the correct initials of both letters.
Oh, it is too. All right, we're going to another person. Oh. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Mate, it's Kyle.
Hello, how are you going, Rob?
Hey, Rob. Who is singing on this Christmas CD?
Is it that Justine Bird from... Oh, geez, I forget where... She got a...
It's not Justine.
It's not Justine.
All right.
But again, it's a chef. The initials are JG.
All right, we're going to go to a break, guys. Have a listen closely.
Different song.
All right, who is singing that Christmas CD? She's a chef. She's been on TV. She's a reality TV person. I'm going to say that one in there. 13, 12, 16, if you want to guess. I'm doing a super secret CD sound. Who is the person playing on this, or singing on this Christmas album? We know it's a female. She's done TV. There's Christmas recipes inside. She has the initials JG. Who is this person on this Christmas CD?
Can we just wrap this train wreck of a segment up, please?
Corey, morning. Who's on the CD?
Julie, good one.
Okay, great guess. I'm just going to grab some other guesses first. Jamie. Ooh,
good guess, though.
Who is on this Christmas CD?
Julie Goodwin.
Yep, great guess. Yeah. We'll also get Dan from Thaguna. Dan, who is on this Christmas CD?
Is it Julie Goodwin?
Great, awesome guess. And we'll also get Linda. Linda, who's on the Christmas CD?
Julie Goodwin.
Wow. What gave it away, Linda?
The JG.
The JG.
Yep.
Yeah,
and with
the G on the end.
Yep, yep. Well, you're all correct. Here's the awkward thing. I have one copy of this album to give away.
Can you guys share it?
Linda, how much do you want this CD?
No, honestly, out of 10, honestly, how much do you want it? Just be honest.
One.
Okay. Dan, how much do you want this CD, mate? You were right.
I really want it really badly.
Okay, cool. Jamie, out of 10, how much do you want this CD? You were correct.
Probably like one.
Sweet. Corey. You've got it correct. How much do you want this CD?
Not so much. Maybe Mrs. would like it a bit more.
Well, Dan, you've got that CD, mate.
Dan, you've won.
Oh, beauty.
Thanks for getting involved, buddy.
Wow.
Julie Goodwin.
Just making days, Tom.
On the Christmas CD. You're on Star FM.
Well, you just mentioned before, and my ears have pricked up. You mentioned your music career. You had a friend who is very supportive of your music career. I didn't realize you had a career in music.
Well, I have told you this before. You must have been listening properly. I used to write songs and I used to play guitar and I used to take it really seriously. I auditioned for X Factor once.
Did you really? Did you? And did you get on?
No, but he said, I can tell you have the judge, the producer of the TV show, didn't get through to the real judges. He said, I can tell you've got a good voice. You need to keep doing live shows and work on it.
So were you part of the reel of people who are absolute spuds and you're like, where they go, check out these freaks?
This just adds more so than the fact that you are Solange, though.
A little bit, actually.
Or Luke Hemsworth, you know, like a
your
secondary...
Your sister's a bit better. You mentioned the song that you wrote.
Yeah, so I released an EP. I popped it up on MySpace.
Released is a strong word.
An EP. There were songs such as Autumn, Blue Butterflies, Love Affairs, but the one that the leading single that was going to be the smash hit single,
yes.
was called Dancing on Moonlight.
Oh, I know that track. Dancing on Moonlight.
Dancing on Moonlight has a familiar name to me.
Probably because you might have heard it when back in MySpace days.
No, I think I've heard the actual song you might have copied.
Yeah, isn't it Dancing in the Moonlight? Feeling warm and bright, it's
such a fine. So you ripped off a song that's famous.
I can see how you've made the comparison.
Yeah.
But my song is Dancing on Moonlight.
And what's this one again?
How did it go? This one's Dancing in the Moonlight. How did it go? Sing a little bit.
Dancing on moonlight tonight. I actually still have
Sorry,
it.
Sorry, I am a producer as well, and I can hear dollars all over that.
Yeah, I know. Big time.
Can you just keep going?
Dancing on moonlight tonight. Dancing on moonlight.
This is basically the same
thing. Is it just keep going the same words over and over?
Oh my
God. Well, there's actual choruses, but I'm obviously way too self-conscious to sing them in front of you and on the radio, thanks.
Just once more.
Dancing on... You can get more Tom and Ollie weekdays from 6 a.m. on Star FM. Check it out. Or if you're like me and need a Tom and Ollie fix 24/7, check out starfm.com.au. Tom and Ollie on Star FM.